Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Mark Reuter of the Baltimore Brew. Mark, you've been doing some really good reporting on campaign finance, which is an issue we never seem to get beyond and probably never will. Tell us what you've discovered.
I looked back at the recently disclosed annual reports by the elected officials in Baltimore for last year. And what I found was quite a bit of money going from the developer of Harbor Point, that very controversial project in Fells Point, which received last year from the City Council administration over $100 million of TIF, tax increment subsidy. And the timing of contributions that this developer made to the mayor and to the members of the City Council, who without any disclosure voted for this taxpayer credit program.
Right. We didn't see that the members of the council and the mayor had gotten money at about the time that they were considering whether to approve these controversial benefits.
That's correct. The mayor got by far the lion's share. She received $16,000 from the developer, Michael Beatty, the developer's wife, the developer's father's architecture firm, and from the developer's general contractor, all within a few days in April. And that, in turn, was shortly before she announced publicly her support in pushing for the $107 million tax credit.
All quite legal. The timing is what's interesting because the vote was happening in this period of time.
That's correct.
She was for it. People in the development community say you can't get these projects done without city help anymore. I mean, that's a question that people can think about. But if there is a play-to-play culture there, this is the kind of thing that people would point to.
Right. And I think what's important is that in this era of transparency, or at least what's talked about at City Hall transparency, not the mayor, not the city council president, not the eight other members of the city council who received BD developer money ever disclosed this during these extensive debates?
Well, they probably never were going to do that. And of course, the way the law reads, they're perfectly within their right to do that. The question, though, is whether something needs to happen at the state level to tighten up these reporting requirements so that people know what's going on. I mean, you know, have you taken an objective look at the issues, or are you just happy to see that check land in your account?
There's no reason there can't be more real-time reporting. It's pretty outrageous that we have to wait really a full year to get an accounting of what happened the previous year.
It's meaningless if you time is of the essence, as they say. If you don't see it, you can't act on it.
Timing is everything.
Well, Mark, thanks a lot.
A pleasure. Thanks, Fraser.
For Mark Reuter, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.